Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Sophie, and very soon Tobias is going to join me on this episode of Beyond the Reality of the Mind. I hope this finds you well, and I don't know about you, but I've been having a fabulous week with a lot of creations. And it is while we are creating that self-doubt can occur. So the more we're putting ourselves out there, the more we're creating things, suddenly things can like show up. There's an energy of being uncomfortable or doubt can show up, right? So this is why I wanted to do this episode. And as soon as Tobias comes, I'm sure he'll have something awesome to tell us. But this was why I wanted to do this episode, because as I am creating more and more in the world, this energy of it, to me, it's not self-doubt, but it is a very uncomfortable energy. Oh, here's Tobias. Okay, so.
Hi. Hi, Sophie.
Hi, hey, hi.
I'm sorry. I was on the freeway in traffic, and I had to pull over.
That's what I thought.
Forgive
okay.
me.
No. So I was talking about why I chose that topic this week, because I've been creating a lot of things, and it's very easy to notice this energy of doubt coming up when we start creating things, we start putting ourselves out there. So how do you experience doubt?
I'm sorry, say that again, Sophie.
So
don't
be sorry. How do you experience doubt?
Well, I tell you, like, there's probably more defined doubt before I try to tell you how I experienced that. I think that, I mean, without going into a rant about how we've been conditioned to doubt ourselves, because that's kind of what we've been doing. We've been, for most of our lives, we've been conditioned to doubt ourselves, and people doubt us, and there's so much heaviness being placed on what would really be like a true expression of ourselves. It's always being stuffed down by others, then ultimately by ourselves, and that's what self-doubt is. So, like, how do I experience that, or how do I remedy it? I mean,
like, how does it manifest in your universe?
How does it not exist?
No, manifest. How does it show up?
Well, you don't ever get rid of it. You don't ever really get rid of it. Well, what I mean by that is you don't get rid of self-doubt by the same means by which you've learned it. And that is in your head. So self-doubt is purely a head-created phenomenon. So we're taught that. So that's what it means when you get in your own way, because a lot of times we get in our own way. That's what self-doubt is.
Uh-huh.
So the fastest way to remove yourself from this is to do the thing that I think you're afraid to do. Just do it. Because it's not really about feeling confident or about going into the situation confident. It's not about knowing it's going to work out. It's not about having the most detailed plan on how it's going to work. It's about doing it. So the problem isn't doubt. Your problem is courage, I think. I think doubt is going to be there, but doubt always gets out of the way when you express courage.
Interesting.
So I think for me, it's like, just do it. And when I say just do it, fuck it up completely.
Yeah. So basically, what you're saying is if we face self-doubt. So if we look at the worst-case scenario and we actually put ourselves in a position where we're going to have that worst-case scenario, then we'll actually be able to see if whether it is bad or not, as bad as what we thought, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So that's interesting. And I'm just to play devil's advocate for a second, what about people that think that if they're going to do it, they're going to die? So, you know, I do a lot of public speaking, and I know public speaking is one of the number one fears in the world. So So how would you tell somebody to just go at speaking public, even if they're so terrified they're paralyzed?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so the thing that you need to be aware of is that success is not doing the right thing, and it's definitely not doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move into the direction of your dreams. So if your dream is to become a great public speaker, for instance, you got to move into that direction.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So that is what success is when you're progressively realizing that thing. So people think that success is that I've got a plan and I got to work out that plan but it never ever really works that way. It never works out that way, does it? When we start planning and planning and planning, it never really works out the way you really planned it. So,
right.
You know.
So can I ask another question? Because if I was fascinating somebody who had self-doubt,
yeah,
the first thing that I would ask them is whether it's theirs or somebody else's.
Oh, yeah.
Because how many of us...
someone else's.
Yeah, how many of us pick up self-doubt from actually our parents or, you know, our siblings or people that we've seen around us who doubt themselves all the time? But this is where I'm a little bit different, because if we have the desire to create something and we are saying, oh, I can't create it because I don't think I can create this.
Yeah.
The fact that we have the desire tells us that we can. Otherwise, we would not have the desire.
Right. Yeah, we pick up a lot. We're like, you know, we're like satellite antennas. We pick up so much energy in other people's worlds and realities.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what we think we feel that ours is really not ours.
Exactly.
But there is also that side where, you know, we've been also conditioned by this reality that to self-doubt.
Yeah. So, okay. So we doubt ourselves because we pick it up from other people. So like if I said, I want to speak in public, but I'm doubting that I would be a good speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ask, okay, well, is this mine? And I acknowledge, okay, that's not mine. What do I do next?
Well, okay, so you realize that that's not your self-doubt. Well, you kind of open yourself up now to being able to sort of realize that, let's just say that you don't know how to do something, but you know you have to step out to do it. You have to have that faith to go out and just do it. You see, so... When you realize that it's not yours, you're going to have more faith in being able to do whatever it is that you are aspiring to do.
Uh-huh. Say that again, because I perceive there's a cool energy in there. Can you repeat that?
Well, okay, so when you realize that that's not yours, you're able to sort of have this progressive realization that, and progressive realization means that you're doing things that you don't know how to do, but you're stepping out in faith. You're stepping out. You're being courageous. Your self-doubt will step out of the way, and you realize that you put yourself out there. It gives you sort of like a springboard to actually just realize that, hey, that's not mine. Boom, I can do this. I can just go for it.
Yeah. So basically what you're doing is the number one way of getting out of self-doubt is to keep doing something toward it anyway. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay, for me, I'm saying personally what works for me is that I just have to step into whatever it is that I'm self-doubting. And if I can clear it by knowing that that's not mine, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely an energy to self-doubt, just like there's an energy to just doing it or just seeing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay.
You
Thank
know?
You for saying that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's an energy of self-doubt. Okay, so is it possible that maybe people who are experiencing self-doubt, they're actually mm-hmm. misapplying mm-hmm. the energy that the universe is sending them? So for instance, right, let's
yeah.
say I go and I want to do public speaking, and I'm with this organization who is putting together a big event for 300 people, and I want to put myself in the names of the people that will speak, but I keep getting that this organization does not like me, that I'm not good enough for them, so it's no use for me to put my name because anyway they're not going to pick me. However, really what that is the energy of the possibilities and the excitement and such a big, different, uncomfortable energy for me that I'm coming up with all these reasons and justifications for not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems that self-doubt is actually an energy that is incorrectly observed or incorrectly applied that is preventing us from doing. So it's kind of like I didn't really want to be in front mm-hmm. of 300 people speaking, because if I did, then I would just go ahead and submit my name anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. So are you really, I'm talking to our audiences right now. Are you really experiencing self-doubt, or are you using a situation in order for you to not do what you are afraid of doing? Not what you're afraid, but what you actually don't want to do. Does that make sense?
So you're saying that you may
but,
not want to actually be doing, you may not want to be doing what you think you should be doing. Is that what
yeah.
you're saying?
Yeah, and
so
the reason why self-doubt occurs is because now you have a very good reason for not doing it.
Oh, yeah, you can look at it that way, too, as well. I mean, and then maybe you could figure out, well, that maybe it's not for me. That's actually, I don't want to do that. And that's
yeah.
why you're getting a lot of the, why you're being so unsure. And you're doubting yourself.
Okay, so you said something earlier at the beginning that was really, really good. And you said we were kind of taught since the beginning to doubt ourselves.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little bit more information about that? Because it's true, and I want people to really understand that piece. So how are we taught to doubt ourselves? Why do we learn to doubt ourselves?
Well, I don't think it's not us learning to doubt ourselves. I think it's just the reality of our parents, our teachers, the people that have been in our lives, especially when you're young, that it's good to doubt yourself, make sure, you know, you need to be safe or I'm having problems with my microphone. I'm sorry.
Can you repeat the last piece? Because I didn't hear it.
Okay, I think that it's just a part of this reality that, you know, people are going to make us doubt ourselves, and which what happens is we doubt ourselves and we start building that up, and it's a funny thing, it's not even real, but we make it so real, so solid, and it becomes part of our life, and we just grow up with this, like having this self-doubt, like I can never talk in front of say that, right. And then you just sort of solidified that in your life. And if you don't ever let that go, it's just gonna become so big in your life that later on it's gonna be even harder to get that not real out of you. So, or for instance, you know, your parents tell you that maybe it's not a good idea to swim in the ocean, and that brings up self-doubt. Like, well, why can't I swim in the ocean? Oh, well, there's sharks out there. You know, sharks are going to eat you. Or, well, that's going to start bringing up some self-doubt. Like, well, maybe I shouldn't swim in the ocean. And is that real? I mean, can you not swim in the ocean and enjoy yourself?
Right.
So there's a lot of, or a teacher saying that, you know, you're really not smart enough to go to this college. Why don't you try to go to this college? Or, you're applying for Division I schools and your teacher's telling you that it's not going to work, you're on grades and that. But you think you do at that time, but someone's telling you that you don't. And you start self-doubting, that little seed starts building, and then you start becoming that person that, at one time, you had the thought that, hey, I'm going to go to a different Ivy League school or the school that I want to go to, but someone told me that I can't. So that builds up that self-doubt in you, and then you don't go for it.
Right. So there's a piece in what you described that actually was what I wanted to bring up. At one point, you give the teacher who told you you're not smart enough to go to that school, you give that teacher more power than you.
Yeah.
So even though you knew you could go to that school, now because the teacher told you you couldn't, now you're doubting yourself. And this is where not only are you doubting your ability to go to school, but also you're doubting your own knowing. Even though you knew something about you, now you're doubting your own knowing. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because if we look at school, if we look at doctors, if we look at all the big areas of our lives that we have to, like, you know, even parents, as kids, we have to rely on the teachers. We have to rely on the parents. We have to rely on the doctors to tell us what's right for us. And so we're not taught to trust ourselves. We are not taught that we can do anything, that it's okay, because it's always somebody else has a point of view that is more important or more valid than our own.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing to do when we want to get rid of self-doubt, this is where you look at, okay, who did I make more important than me? Point of view is more important than me, that I can't even trust my own point of view.
Mm-hmm.
This is so good.
Exactly.
I love it.
And that's kind of where I brought up that conditioning in our life, that it just becomes conditioned in us, that when people say those kind of things, we sort of absorb it, and then we act upon it when we really shouldn't. And then it does. It just builds up that self-doubt.
Uh-huh.
And you, like you said, it gives power to the person that, or the people in your life that have, kind of going back to what I said in the beginning about other people.
Yeah.
Self-doubt, which in turn.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so I hope that the people listening are following this discussion, because it's actually so good. And if you ever experience self-doubt, if you just want to look at who have you trusted more than yourself, and if you see that maybe these people did the best they could, but they probably did not know more than yourself, you're the one who gave them the power to tell you what was right or good for you. And if you can look at that, self-doubt will start melting away. You wanted to say something?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, there's so much heaviness in being placed on what would be an expression of our true selves, but it's always being brought down by others. Then ultimately, we do it to ourselves.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's, you know, we begin with the expression of our true self, but then this reality and other people sort of like stuff it down, and then we ultimately do it to ourselves. And that's kind of what self-doubt is.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I really like this. This is like making my inside the bubble.
But what's cool is self-doubt is an energy in our bodies. And if we can like locate that, if we can sort of try to grasp what self-doubt is and what just going for it is, and know those dual energies, and be able to like connect to just going for it, and you'd be able to get rid of all the self-doubt that you have. Or say you have a goal, and you've got self-doubt towards that goal, but if you can pick up that energy of just going for it, it'll annihilate that self-doubt towards that goal. There's a difference, right?
Yeah.
I mean, insecurity, doubting, and going for it, they're two different things. So, there's like all that crap of doubting, and then there's just going for it.
Mm-hmm. Just going for it. There's a little energy right there. Okay, so I know you and I, we tend to do that, right? So like we look at what it is we want to create in our lives, and we do go for it. Okay, so first step, second step. And at some point there is self-doubt that is going to show up. I mean, I get self-doubt every day. I'm just looking at what do I do with self-doubt that does not stop me? I guess for me it's like I acknowledge it, I look at it, and I see what it is, but I don't let it impact me. So that's what it is. So you can still experience self-doubt and continue to create the life, yeah?
Yeah, and if you can understand, like, for me, I can picture, like, what is self-doubt? If I was to get the energy of self-doubt, that would be, like, let's try to picture what self-doubt would be. Like somebody hunched over, someone looking down, somebody with their shoulders down, and then try to picture what just going for it would be, someone with their chest out, their shoulders up. And what energy would that be? Like, what kind of energy would be in your body that would describe what just going for it? Would be like a, try to picture, let's say, a bright energy, okay, like a glowing energy. And think of that, of that just going for it, that glowing energy. And then think of that, there's a speed to that of just going for it. So try to picture like the speed in which just going for it is, that energy. So if you do that, you start building up that energy of just going for it, and you'll start feeling that, like you could just start going for the thing. And keep your attention on the energy of that, and it'll be very difficult to try to doubt yourself. So if you can, or even to hesitate, you'll see that when you can actually visualize that energy of just going for it and build that in you, and then you try to self-doubt, but try to keep your attention on that energy and then try to self-doubt, you won't be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because it'll be like you almost can't do it. And this is something I've been practicing on, and it's been working for me. And I just visualize this energy. I visualize the energy lines in my body that represent just going for it. And I build up that energy by picturing it, the color of it, the glow of it, the speed in which it is, and I speed it up, and I expand it. I try to expand that energy, and then I keep my attention on the energy, and I try to go back to self-doubting whatever it is that I was, like maybe a goal or something that I want to achieve. I can't do it. It's impossible to do when I'm in that sort of state, connecting to that energy. So if you're going to doubt anything, doubt your doubts. If you're going to be sure of anything, be sure of being sure, because that's the only way you're going to be sure, right?
Yeah.
So what's the feeling of being sure of something when you're absolutely sure, when you know you can just go for it?
Does that ever occur to you? Because I actually don't know what that's like to just know for sure. I don't think I ever really truly experienced it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you get?
I think there's a look to it and an image of it. For me personally, that for me helped me. I don't know if it's gonna help. If it's gonna work for other people, but it's something I feel I can get the vision of it, the image of it, and I get the feeling of that energy,
mm-hmm.
and inside my body, or even on the outside of my body, I'm like mapping it. Yeah, I know what it feels like. There's a feeling of going for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this show had a lot of energy for sure. We are actually only a few minutes away from finishing the show. Do you have anything else you want to add to on this topic?
Well, just go for it.
Let's all just go for it.
Just remember self-doubt.
Just go for it. That's true. I remember.
Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's
So what are some of the tools that we can use, Sophie, and some of the access consciousness tools that we can use to help us move past self-doubt? What would be one good tool?
We only have a couple of minutes before the show ends. So the first thing we said was, who does this belong to? Is this mine, somebody else? And then return it to sender. And when you do that, you're already giving it less power. The other thing is acknowledge that you made somebody else more powerful than you, and you give their knowing more power than yours. So kind of take it back and be like, okay, wait a second. Do they really know more about me than I do, or do I know more about me? And then, when you talked about just going for it, for me, what that is actually letting go of the mind, letting go of what the logic says, and being the result that you are asking for in your life. Okay, when you're being that result, when you're being that energy, basically, then everything else falls in place. And you know what? You may trip on stage. You may not be successful right away. You may look like a fool, and you still have succeeded because you did it. You did it anyway. So that's success to me, is when you're actually doing what it is you want to do and not what you say and not what other people say you can do. We are less than a minute away. So I want to thank everyone for listening to this show. Please share it with all your friends and come back often to listen to all our wonderful episodes. Tobias, do you have anything you want to add?
And if you can, find a bars facilitator in your area and get your bars run.
Yes, get your bars run, get your bars run, get your bars run, for sure. Self-doubt and bars, they just don't coexist. So if you don't want to do the work and you just want to get your bars run, it will help a lot. All right.
We could have just said that.
What?
I said we could have just said that. Just get your bars run.
Oh, we could. We could. All right. Thank you very much all for joining us today, and we will talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.
Happy Valentine's weekend.
Happy Valentine's. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.